Pay attention, Karn. Today's a big day.
Karn blinked his eyes and mumbled, hoping he'd be left alone. He was focused on the game board balanced on his lap. It was hard enough to keep it level because of all the rocks in the road. Plus, he was concentrating. Karn was playing himself, playing both attackers and defenders. So far, this had led to a succession of stalemates. He was hoping one side or the other would win.
Karn?
He looked up from the board. The scenery hadn't changed any since the morning, or any morning of the last week. Unending forest on the right, the cold waters of Serpent's Gulf on the left, carts, one of which he rode in, barrels of cheese and milk and grain, the smelly back ends of the oxen before him, Pofnir glaring at him expectantly from the bench opposite. Nothing worth looking up for. Pofnir cleared his throat. Out of all the employees and family members who worked the Korlander farm, right now the former slave turned freeman was Karn's least favorite.
What? Said Karn.
Your father expects you to know this, so you will know it, Pofnir replied.
Now pay attention. 6 Arctic fox pelts equals how many ounces of silver?
I don't know, Karn said.
3?
3? Pofnir glared. That's a bit generous. You could get 18 fox pelts for 3 ounces.
Karn shrugged and risked another glance at the board. He moved one of his shield maidens into position beside an attacker, then switched his thinking and immediately started looking for a countermove.
Karn!
Chided Pofnir.
2, then,
Karn replied without looking up.
2? If 3 get you 18, then how do 2 get you 6? Who taught you math?
I don't know. You?
4?
Said Karn. He brought another one of his attackers into position, capturing the shield maiden between the 2 undead pieces. He took it from the board, pleased with at least one half of his gameplay.
You'd better listen to him, nephew,
said Karn's uncle Ori, looking up from the book he'd been reading.
Your father expects you to know this. We'll be in Bensa tomorrow, and he wants your help with the trading.
At the mention of his father, Karn looked toward the head of their procession. Korlander rode on his horse at the front, his broad back ramrod straight in the saddle, just as he'd been all week. His blonde hair was braided into a long ponytail. His great sword, Whitestorm, hung at his side. He looked like he should be out slaying dragons and fighting trolls, not worrying about fox pelts and cheese.
My father has 100 people to do this stuff for him, Karn said. Can't one of them handle it?
It isn't proper, said
Ori.
Bartering needs to be conducted by a family member. You'll be expected to do it for yourself when you're the Howled of the farm.
Karn didn't like to think about that. His father was Howled and always would be. The title referred to a farmer whose family owned a farm for 6 generations or more. Apart from being a Jarl or High King, it was just about the only rank one could claim in Norrengard. But there was more to life than farming. There was a whole world out there he longed to see. As it was, Thrones and Bones was his only escape from the sameness of farming life. He looked down longingly at his game board. Then, an idea occurred to him.